Good morning, phenomenal man. How are you guys doing? Hope you had a fantastic weekend. All right. Hope you're also living your best life. It's that time of the week, where we try to check up on our sisters and know how they are doing, whether you've been minding your business and drinking your water. Because listen, sis, we take this mind your business ministry seriously. It helps us to, connect to what God has called us to be like. We don't have no time for drama or nothing. We just have time to for God. It's just us standing tall and being connected to our purpose. All right. So that's why we take it seriously. Okay. So I want to appreciate everyone, that participated in the discussion yesterday on finance. I'm so thankful to you guys, and I learned a whole lot. So I would love you all to, listen to that message by Mike Todd and read the Smart Money Woman. It will help put your finances in check. All right. So, yesterday I was just thinking, recently some people have been telling me, I don't think I feel God, I don't think I see him in my life, I don't think he's interested in me and all of that. And I just got thinking, okay, like, what will make God interested? Like, I know he's omnipotent, omnipresent, he loves us all, but what will make God, be interested in a particular life? What will call his attention to your life? And I was just thinking, and this thought came, you call my attention when you are connected to my internal vision, when you are connected to my heartbeat. So I was like, okay, that's so good. So what's your heartbeat? And it may sound like cliche, but God's heartbeat is to reconcile people to him. And that's why we are here in the first place. And unfortunately, we don't want to know God's habit. We are just doing so many things, and we want God to, we want God to pay attention to it, but it's not his habit. When you are connected to someone's habit, he can't but recognize that something, like, there's someone out there that, his heart is also beating for me. Do you get? Like, if you make God's vision your vision of reconciling people to him, it calls his attention. Like, you can't just wake up and things are happening in your life spontaneously, okay? Like, you can't be afraid of, who am I going to get married to? You can't be afraid of, what next, will I fulfill my purpose? You can't be afraid of, so many uncertainties. Well, how will I raise my kids? You can't be afraid of so many things. Like, I don't know whether I'm working in purpose right now. Honey, I want to tell you this morning that if you can connect to God's vision, God's internal vision, which is reconciling people to him, you will call his attention. It's that simple. Like, I just know that it's that simple. Imagine, look, carrying someone's vision. The person will always be interested in you. I'm not saying he's not interested in everybody, because if you love God, he's interested in you. But when you carry his vision as your own, you have no option like than to, attract his presence and attract his person in your life. Things cannot just be happening anyhow. Like, your life will be so, like, it will be so important to him, because you cannot just go like that. You cannot just wake up tomorrow and, you're in a car accident and they say you have died. You died, because you cannot die, because we know that there are so many people you need to reach out to. There are so many lives that are connected to you. So you cannot wake up and maybe someone from the village and conjure something and they're like, they killed her. It doesn't happen, okay? Like, if you are connected to God's vision, God's internal vision, which is reconciling people to Christ, you won't go early. You will attract his attention. You cannot just marry anybody. Even if you want to marry anybody, he will not allow you. It's simple. Like, you cannot just be working purposelessly. Your life cannot just be spontaneous. No, things will just be happening. Tomorrow, your mother died. Next tomorrow, this one is happening. Your life is just scattered. It's not possible. So I just enjoy you this morning to connect to God's vision, to connect to God's purpose. God wants us to reconcile people with him. Go out on your social media platform, talk about Jesus, okay? In the streets, talk about Jesus. Just live it out too. And, let people know the character of Jesus. Let people know that we are serious about this kingdom thing. Like, we are not just, trying to be cute and all of that. as regard this. We are so serious about this, kingdom message. So when you take this thing out on the streets and, on your social media platforms, because I see some people, they don't even post anything about God. They just, they just post their cute pictures. Like, that's not what we're here. Hello. Like, we are not here for all of that. It's so good that you are posting your nice pictures and, your progress, like where you are or how you're traveling around the world and all of that. But that's not why we're here. So let's redirect our focus and know that if you connect to God's vision of reconciling people to Him, you make it your own vision. You will call His attention. So, do you want to call God's attention this week or, in your life? Do you want to call God's attention? Go ye into the nations and preach the gospel of Christ. You can do it in so many ways. You must not carry the mic and, going around the street talking. You can do it in so many ways, all right? You have your social media. You have people at workplace. You have even your character and all of that. Just go ye and make you disciples of all nations. He didn't just tell you to convert and leave. No, he said you should make disciples of all nations. That is His heartbeat. And if you want to see God in your life, if you want to see Him turn His attention and direction towards you, go connect to His heartbeat. Yeah, so do have a nice day and take care of you guys. I love you all.